said something about cornbread for breakfast. Hi, it was three things. Cornbread and crust and corn dodger. I believe she had it fixed up somewhere. Yeah, it's called corn dodger. Mm-hmm. Some folks call it corn dodger.
Just any kind of cornbread?
Yeah, just even make it out of anything.
Uh-huh.
Just make your cornbread. And it just had different names. Oh, and another thing. The hair flour gravy. What's it called? I'm asking you a question now.
You mean what you have with ham or something?
A name for it, you know. You just take flour. Now, like I made that flour in there, you know. But that was the beef, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the name for that flour, that gravy.
I've heard of a red-eye gravy. I'm not sure what that is.
What was it?
Red-eye gravy.
It's all kinds of names.
What are some of the names?
Oh, some of them called it. It was poor man's gravy and all kinds of names. But just old flour gravy, you know. It just had plenty of names for it.
Huh.
And some, if you put sweet milk in it, they call that milk gravy.
Huh. Never heard that.
But I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. With milk in it?
No. Listen, I got a baked sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
I like it with potatoes. But deep biscuit, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But if I got a baked potato, I like it. Good old soft baked potato. I like it. Oh, I could have had some soft baked potatoes deep back. Stuff today, already peeled and everything. It's froze, but they're easy, you know. I could put them in and throw them out. Oh, I forgot that. Well, that's much. That would have been fine with that gravy, wouldn't it? Oh, it would have been good. It's done too late now.
What about the inside part of an egg? That's called the...
Oh, that's called the yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, do you call them?
A toasted egg.
Or if you just cook the whole thing in hot water?
Boil water. Boil it. You boil the egg?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water? Then you call them?
That's... Just crack them and put them in hot water?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just don't know.
Did you ever hear
Oh, now you're talking poached eggs, what you're talking about.
Huh?
A poached egg.
Uh-huh.
The white gets done, but the yellow's all raw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about the meat that you can use for boiling with greens? You call that?
Bacon.
What about the fat salt for?
That fat, that's the salt meat. Salt bacon, they call it. Salt meat.
Any other names for that?
It's I can tell you what one name was.
What's
I hate to say it over here. They called it Sardelli.
Does that sound kind of bad to say?
Yeah, it does now. it does out in company now. It does now, don't it?
I guess it does.
Yes, it does. But you can get that. I tell you what I like in mine. I like the ham meat in mine.
What about, you know, when you kill a hog, when you cut the side of the hog, what do you call that?
The side, that's the middling.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the whole section of meat there?
The whole section that's half the side, ham and shoulder and the middling.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of meat that you've already sliced to eat with the eggs?
That's the bacon.
Uh-huh. Would you talk about a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
Well, I always heard it called side of bacon.
Mm-hmm. What about that edge that you cut off?
That's a fat.
Or that, no, that hard.
Oh, that comes from the backbone.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
in the bacon, I mean the...
Well, it's the backbone. See, when you cut it up, when you cut that hole, you saw it down this way, you know, cut it halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you cut that, but now, you know, that's where they get them pork chops.
Mm-hmm.